B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
On a Thursday. Hanging out. Everybody sit tight. Having some fun on a Thursday. Today's a little heavier. I want to get back to the fan stuff. Out of fraud. Making me feel guilty because I want to watch football. Oh. Let's do our throwback, shall we? I love our playback every day. Right around this time, we go back to the annals of Philadelphia sports. And since it's Fans Week across the Delaware Valley, on the show, we're celebrating the great fan base that is us, that is ours. And as we do that, Tunis, we go back to the start of what was an incredible streak. Give me the streak, Andrew.
The streak. The sellout streak.
Yes.
Of what I believe is 121 games.
That's right. 121 games. Let's go back.
Still active.
To the Let's go back to the beginning of that streak, shall we? It started November the 3rd. 2017, Sixers and Pacers. Tom McGinnis on the call right here, 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's kick it off early in the first quarter. Ben Simmons gets started with a jam. Remember, this was the beginning of a triple-double for the... And this was, he was not a rookie, Andrew. He was a rookie. Take a listen.
Down to Ben Simmons, and Simmons with a jam. Oladipo trying to guard Simmons, and Joel Embiid to Ben Simmons in a two-hand stuff. And Simmons flexing for the Sixers bench. Oladipo unable to stay with him there.
Ben flexing for the Sixers bench. Attention, Tin Rowcoers. Attention, yes, you, yes, Covington, yes, freaks. This one is for you. Cove on the defensive end. Cove on the offensive end.
Victor Oladipo down to Bogdanovich. Rejected by Covington. Down goes Boyan. Sixers ball. Redick. Oh, he's got an open Covington. He's catching it. What a play by Cove. Redick's pass just a little bit behind him. And a twisting right-hand layup by Robert Covington.
What a play by Cove, Judas.
I don't miss him.
No, why would you? Stinks.
He's going to be key for the Houston Rockets in the tournament.
Yes. How about this name? He played 42 disappointing games for the 76ers. He finally scores a bucket, and he was a horrid, horrible disappointment.
Ben Simmons. Simmons going away from the basket. Lost the handle, but goes to Bayless. And Bayless with a layup. It worked out perfectly. That was like a little Globetrotter trick, huh? Dribbling around. He drops it up for JB. And Bayless puts it in.
Bayless.
I understood his role.
Bayless.
But remember, he had the wrist injury.
Yes.
And was supposed to be back after like 3 weeks and was never back.
Bayless. Can we get back to talking about watching the Sixers on the beach? That was like tonic for me yesterday.
I'm in on that. I was down the shore game 7 against the Raptors.
You were?
Yeah, I was at my parents' house. I wasn't on the beach.
You were down the shore?
But I remember where I was at, yeah.
What?
I wasn't going to go to Toronto.
You're down the shore. It's awesome.
Yeah, watch the quadruple doink from my parents' couch. Yeah,
just take a walk on the beach and cry after?
Yes.
Because I would have done that. How about another bust-out name? Sixers down 6 at this point, but the lead is cut to half thanks to Timotei Luau Camaro.
Here's Timotei Luau in the corner for three, and that's good. Boy, he has really become a confident outside shooter. Corner three right by the Sixers bench. Cuts the Indiana lead 2-3, 39-36.
Did you go, what?
Yep. Very confident shooter, TLC.
TLC, baby.
TLC and Furkan.
I was wrong about TLC. I thought TLC could develop into a 3-and-D-er.
Nice wing defender.
Yeah.
Yeah, you drafted him in Korkmaz.
Yeah.
And there's Siakam, who's a stud.
Yeah, I hear you. Actually, the guy who I really believe in is playing now at that spot.
Matisse.
That's right.
Thibault.
We may as well show some love to another former Sixer. How about some TJ, baby? I love TJ. TJ McConnell going up against that great Lithuanian Sabonis Šalčiūnas.
Dario to TJ McConnell down low and a bank shot good. McConnell going right at their big man Sabonis. Sixers moving the ball down low right and McConnell able to score it. Indiana by a single point, 42-41.
Šalčiūnas Sabonis. Still the second quarter, six is up by one, but lead goes away here when that Bogdanovich drills a triple.
Off the bounce, circles back out to Bogdanovich, three ball shot in the air, bang! Boyan Bogdanovich with his first three. Great find by Oladipo, but again, he circled through the Sixers' defense, went back out to the perimeter, and Bogdanovich drills it.
Whenever you write another movie, can that be like a villain's name in your film?
Yes.
I mean,
it's a great name.
Isn't that not the perfect villain name?
It's a great name.
Dr. Bogdanovich.
Bogdanovich. That's a great villain name.
Yeah, he's in a castle with the lightning.
Speaking of great names, I sat with a guy yesterday for a project. Too tight. Yeah, Too Tight. That's a great name, isn't it?
That's his name?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Nickname, Too Tight.
Oh, yeah. It's a great nickname.
I mean, it's not his real name, but...
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it could be last name.
That's his name.
Jim Too Tight.
What's up, Too Tight? It's Too Tight. Too Tight. He's the man.
That's one word, Too Tight.
That's right. That name will make its way into the next story. Sixers losing 63-56 at halftime. Typical game for that 2017-2018 Sixers. They come out on fire in the third and then make it interesting in the fourth. Let's start with a man who had a big second half. You hate him. Now you do. But you miss him. J.J. Redick.
Simmons with the ball. Simmons on the move against Young. Simmons into the lane. Back to Dario. Dario to the left side, Redick. 12 to shoot. Redick off the bounce. Long two straight away. Bucket. J.J. Redick making his presence felt. And the Sixers lead by one.
J.J. Redick. You miss J.J. Redick?
I miss the idea of J.J. Redick. I don't miss fraudulent human beings. Come on, dude. Come on. New Orleans? Really? You're going to go to the Pelicans? Fraud. I want to help this team win. No, you want to help them win because they paid you 20-plus mil.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Oh, so he's doing the same thing. He probably agreed on the side. Yeah, you know what? When my contract's done, I'll sign a small deal for you guys. Really help you win.
Yeah, we'll help Zion.
And then he's going to sign with Orlando for some crazy amount of money.
We'll help Zion. All right. Sixers, few seconds later, back on offense. And you remember this guy? Now is he in Phoenix or Sacramento?
Sacramento he was now. With Phoenix. I think he is Sacramento now.
How about that Rashawn Holmes?
End-to-end pace and action here in the third quarter. Sixers trail 71-70. Indiana defending Redick. Off-balance shot by J.J. Rumi no good. Rebound slam! Rashawn Holmes! Two-hand stuff on a follow, and he's back! First action in the regular season. Dunk by Holmes. Sixers lead by one.
Rashawn Holmes.
I always liked him for 3 minutes.
Well, you know why you liked him.
Because dunks, a couple blocks.
You know, he was athletic. You said what you want. He was an athletic big.
Well, it was almost like the Burke Neto thing.
Yeah.
Brett would go Amir Johnson over Holmes. And I'd be like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah, come on, bro. Yeah.
Come on, Holmes.
Come on, Holmes.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Pacers still hanging in there. Six is up four. And if you remember, his first season with Indiana, Oladipo was nasty. Here's three of his 31.
Back out to the left side now. Indiana Collison with three to shoot. Fires for three, no good. Redick holds off Miles Turner, but nobody blocks out Oladipo, and he gets it and gets a three. Long rebound to the far sideline by the Sixers bench. Redick was literally holding off Turner, and the ball went out there. Victor Oladipo was going back defensively. Thought, you know what, there's a loose ball.
Oladipo. All right, we said JJ had a big second half for the Sixers. Here he is again. Back-to-back threes. The second after a Simmons rebound and a Simmons dime.
Here is Oladipo in the lane. It looked like he traveled. Again, no call. Here's Miles Turner with a turnaround. No. Sixers playing with a smaller lineup. Covington gets the rebound. Redick with Simmons and Holmes on the left perimeter. Here's JJ. He's open for three and good. Bogdanovich fell down, and JJ Redick, he's hunting shots. He now has four threes and 19 points. What a big difference. The Sixers have a bona fide three-point shooter in the veteran from Duke. Here's Young in the lane, missing his shot. Rebound Simmons. He takes it down himself. Simmons to JJ. Three ball out of transition. He's done it again. JJ Redick triple. And the Sixers lead by five. Simmons pulls it down. Redick runs the floor. And Redick with a trifecta. He's got 22.
Wow. Who's the best is Tom.
Beginning of the call.
No, okay.
Here is Oladipo in the lane. It looked like he traveled. Again, no call.
That's awesome.
Again, no call. Fantastic. Speaking of Ben, now this game was just the ninth of his NBA career. He dazzled the building with this behind-the-back move in the lane for two.
Pump fake, back out top to Simmons. Simmons driving on Bogdanovich, goes behind his back into the lane. Right-hand runner is good. Brilliant move, right in the lane. And Indiana takes time. Ben Simmons hopped up after that call a moment ago. And the crowd on its feet. Huge roar here at the center. A seven-point lead. Welcome to Philadelphia.
Welcome to Philadelphia. Pretty good, pretty good. Sixers on a big run now, and they further it, widen the lead over Indiana, thanks to Cove.
Sixers of the ball, leading by six. Here's Redick with it to an open Covington. Three ball in the air. Covington puts it up and in. Robert Covington with his fourth three. He had six Wednesday. He's got 19. Redick with the dish. He's got six assists, and the Sixers by nine.
Cove. He was such a front runner. Let's go with another set of back-to-back buckets. This time, courtesy of the Holmes.
Here's Bayless on a drive. Spins it up. No good. Rashawn with an acrobatic rebound. In there with three guys. He puts it back up and in. Boy, tough field goal on a put back by Holmes. Fiery competitor out of Lockport, Illinois, baby. Rashawn Holmes puts it in. Out top, Holmes. Dribbles. Almost carried it to the right side, McConnell. He drives, lobs it. Rashawn jams it. Alley-oop jam. He eats the rim. T.J. McConnell with a great play. Fast developing alley-oop. Sixers with a minute to go, lead 90-87.
Did he, what did he say? He eats the rim?
He eats the rim.
That's awesome. That's a great call. He eats the rim. I'm like, did he just say he eats the rim? Still in the third quarter. Sixers outscored the Pacers 36-26. Here's Ben again.
Sixers ball outside left. Sixers in blue playing offense in front of the end of the bench. Here's a drive by Simmons up and good. Bursting left to right. Ben Simmons right hand scoop. He's got 10. He nears a triple double. He's got 9 rebounds and 8 assists.
Wow. Ben. Monster. As we said, this was a typical game from the 2017-2018 Sixers. They had a big lead going into the fourth quarter thanks to that big third quarter, right? But now there was the comeback. And now it was like on cue. Teams would come back and start to eat into that lead.
Yeah, bet the opposition in the fourth quarter. Yes. Every single game.
Yes, and you used to freak out.
Oh, all of you.
We used to freak out. All right. So here it is, that big lead that we told you about shrank all the way to 2 after this.
Sixers here up 4 with 5:35 to go and another big trip. Possession here that could help to extend the lead. Reddick with it. He's been sensational. He and Embiid exchange it. Here's JJ off a hard drive. It's blocked. He's knocked down. No call. Lost it. And here's Oladipo getting a dunk at the other end. Indiana going right to left.
Uh-oh. And I could just see the flurry of tweets.
That's why Brett's not a good coach.
He stinks. What's going on? Seconds later, Sixers turn it over. You ready? For the 19th time. Take a listen.
Taking his steps, he comes to a jump stop, and then he steps to pass. And that's a travel. 19 turnovers on the Sixers. Indiana can tie it. And again, the Sixers were up 7 with 8 minutes to go and couldn't increase the lead. And here now the Pacers for the tie. Oladipo for 3 in the lead, and it's good. He delivers a triple out top, and Indiana goes up 1.
Are you kidding me? I'm still angry now after they lost that lead. But that would be all for the Pacers. The rest of the game was the J.J. Redick show. Oladipo finished with 31 that night, but so did Redick. And you ready? Here he is with a monster flurry to give the Sixers the lead for good in front of the very first sellout crowd of the current 121-game sellout streak.
Simmons to Redick. He's open. He shoots 3 in the air. He's got it again. J.J. Redick has delivered 6 threes, and Simmons has a triple-double. Now Simmons with it after a big block on Darren Collison. 9 to shoot. The crowd on its feet. Over 20,600 here. Simmons slips. Joel picked it up. 3 to shoot to Redick. He fakes. He's got to shoot. He does. A runner off the right side. It's in. Oh, my. What a shot by Redick. Incredible shot with the clock winding down. And the Sixers lead by 6. 10 seconds to shoot. Over to Redick. Wide open. 3 ball is good. J.J. Redick has done it again. Simmons with the assist. And the fact that I had to say wide open, if you're Indiana, why are you leaving J.J. Redick wide open?
That's right. Sixers win. First sellouts of the current streak. Ben with a triple-double. 2017-2018, you said something that was funny. We were talking about, you went, we're going to throw all the way back to 2017. And you know what's funny about that? It does feel like a long time ago.
Feels like a totally long time.
Like yesterday,
time
ago. We played the 83 Phillies. And that felt closer than the 2017 Sixers.
You also think about the amount of changeover for the Sixers in the last 3. Like, Redick's gone. That team. This was only 3 years ago. That team. Redick gone. Sharge gone. Covington gone. Holmes gone, Amir Johnson gone, Jared Bayless gone. That's 6 players right there that were just in the playback today.
Mm.
you know that obviously the 83 guys are gone. Like, you know that they're not playing anymore. But, man, the amount of changeover with the Sixers.
I know.
Constant.
Constant. It's amazing, isn't it?
All the trades that they've made and for the better,
yeah.
I believe. But
now all those moves, and it's been a whirlwind. And you know what I was thinking about? Because we haven't done a Sixers playback in a while.
Correct.
And you know what's amazing? We haven't had a true Sixers discussion since the pandemic started.
Yeah. The only time we mentioned them was the bogus or not bogus.
Well, that's different, right? But we haven't had a real Sixers. Like, we've talked about them. You know, we love the Sixers. We're always talking about them. But we haven't had, when I mean a discussion, I mean where the phone lines are all lit and we're talking about them and it's like every caller wants to talk about the Sixers and we haven't had that.
Yeah, I mean, you can't grouse about Simmons not taking a jump shot right now, which is sad because there's no sports. We can't grouse about Brett Brown right now. We can say Brett Brown is not going to be a good coach when they return, but again, we don't know. We've talked about it. We think the Sixers are actually set up to make a little run
in
these playoffs.
I love them. I think they have a real good shot.
So, if anything, there's optimism right now with the team until they, let's say they falter, like the way it looked like they were going to before the world stopped. And then you go, all right, this is the same team. It's time to make changes. But right now, I mean, we can't have that conversation until we see it.
But I always thought I miss talking about them.
I do too.
I miss talking about the Flyers.
I do too.
Like, we haven't had a meaningful Flyers discussion since the shutdown, other than what do you think after, when they come back, are they going to, can they recapture that magic, that momentum they had? But we haven't really discussed in depth because I guess, A, who knows if they even come back, either of them. But I thought we would have more discussion over the Sixers and still like kind of revisiting things. Do you remember the Jackie McMullen piece?
Yes.
That about Ben?
Yep.
We there was not a lot of people talking about that.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of stuff in there. Ben, obviously, one of the key things was it looked like he'd be healthy once they returned, but seeing a sports psychologist and working on the jump shot and, the Brett Brown and him thing where it's, Brett Brown tells him, hey, I might have to bench you, but it's like, all right, if I bench you, we're just going to lose. Hey, you're right. We that wasn't really discussed much.
And it didn't capture people. And again, I mean, obviously, during that period of time, we were in the throes of, hey, what the hell? The world's stopping. Is it coming to an end? What's happening? But we haven't had that big Sixers discussion, which kind of surprised me. All right, so here's the deal. We're going to come back, and rest of the show is yours. And here's what we got going on. I'm really curious. So we played you to Malcolm Jenkins. In case you missed it, Malcolm Jenkins talked about football and football being not essential. And so we posed the question that if you could sell potato chips and cupcakes and you name it, well, are they really essential? There's plenty of things in life that are creature comforts, plenty of things in life that we enjoy that also stimulate the economy. And sports is at the top of that list. Should we feel guilty for expecting them to go to work like everybody else? And again, it goes without saying that if there's some inherent risk that we understand. But otherwise, go to work. Is it wrong to think about it? We had another caller say, sports is the Titanic, and it's not going to happen. And you two, basically, Nick said, you two are dopes.
And he's not the only one saying that. A lot of people think, yeah, it's just not going to happen.
Like, we're talking about it like they're coming back.
Yeah, I got the countdown. We're 30 days away from Major League Baseball to start.
So that's kind of the newsy part of the conversation today. The fan piece of the conversation today because we've been celebrating fans all week, is this. When you get to out someone who you think is the biggest fraud out there. Like, think about the biggest fraud out there that you know, and you want his name out in the public. And then we're also opening the books up. Or at least I'd like to. That's got to go through three people. If you want to nominate a new 4-for-4 person, or you yourself want to become a 4-for-4 person, you call 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. That's the number. And you got some open lines you want to chime in right now. We'll get you on. Rest of the show is yours. You need a new roof?
Anthony!
That's right. I got your answer. I know a guy. You know I know a guy for everything. And my roof guy, my roofing guy, is not just a guy. He's a master. An artist. Anthony Labruciano, the most trusted name in roofing in Pennsylvania. As soon as you meet Anthony, you're going to know why. He's got hundreds of five-star Google reviews. Because you know why? He cares. Like, you sit down with him, and Anthony meets with every single customer personally. You sit with him, you're going to go, honest dude, I love this dude. And thank you. I don't know what the deal is, and I need to make sure that my roof is right, and you'll get the right roofing solution to protect your home for decades. Labruciano Roofing is a CertainTeed 5-star select shingle master. That means they can offer the best warranty in the business. 50 years on the manufacturer, 25 years on the workmanship. Look, your home's roof's too important. The roof is too important to trust to some dude, right? Go with the only roofing expert I recommend, my guy, Labruciano Roofing. All right? Call 610-265-ROOF or go to paroofpros.com. That's paroof, R-O-O-F, pros, P-R-O-S.com. Labruciano Roofing, the master.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.